Hello, my name is Lee Ribbick. The poem I'm about to read is called Reconnecting, and it's a reflection of a time when I was mindful of making connections again with old friends and family members, perhaps too long ignored. Reconnecting. In fishing parlance, all rope is line. Heavy lines bind gear to boats, boats to harbors, even harbors to shorelines. Thinner lines bind fishers to their prey. Intricately woven or drawn, these lines are made strong not by tensile strength, but by their connections, the knots which join one to another and each to all. The lines that join us to one another may be the thinnest of all. They fray by time's rapid passing, or stretched too far by distance, made tenuous by deed or word, spoken or not, they may part. Yet fishers know this fish is seldom lost to a parted line, but to a poorly tied knot. Fishers prepare for each season by casting aside old web and damaged lines. They know the greater value is in the harvest, not the lines. However, we as friends, as families, as lovers, know that the lines that connect us are not made of steel or nylon, but of promise. We are joined by knots of hope and romance. We value the lines because we are the harvest.